Marta Dubin, Maranatha, and welcome, beloved, to another few moments of Bible study together. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy that emptiness in your human spirit. He can fill your life to overflowing. He can meet the need, the longing, the emptiness of your life. He can make your life something beautiful and wonderful to his honor, his glory, and his praise. He can cleanse and wash away and blot out all your sins of the past. He can make a new person out of you, beloved, if you will invite him to come into your life. If you will acknowledge that you're a sinner, acknowledge the fact that you have sinned, for God's word makes it clear that all have sinned and come short of measuring up to God's righteousness. And the wages of sin is death, not only physical death, but eternal separation from God in a very real, literal lake of fire that the Bible describes in the book of Revelation, chapter 20 and 21. Beloved, God loves you, though. He's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. It's God's will that you put your faith and trust in him, that you do not reject his salvation, that you do not reject his invitation of forgiveness, that you do not turn from him and reject him. He loves you, beloved, and he longs to see your life delivered from the bondage and the control and the dominion of sin. He longs to see you liberated. He longs to see you tasting of the richness of the living God and knowing the rich blessings that come through walking in obedience to him. Oh, beloved, the psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he is, beloved. Peter mentioned the same thing in the New Testament. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is so good, beloved, and I'm so glad that I accepted him as my Savior over 65 years ago. He came into my heart. He redeemed my life from destruction. He gave me the gift of salvation and eternal life. I've never regretted that decision, beloved. And you will not regret it either if you will not allow the enemy to keep you rejecting Almighty God and turning from him. Well, today we're continuing in this study of rejection. We've seen a number of illustrations in the Word of God about it. We've seen how Israel rejected God and has suffered the consequences of her rejection. And today we're going to begin to think about the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who came and was rejected by mankind. But before we do, let me give you our mailing address. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to send you materials that will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. For our listeners overseas, we have materials that we will send you, beloved. We'll send you a New Testament. We'll send you the first three courses of our first Bible course. That is, the first three lessons of our first Bible course. We have a number of Bible courses that are available to those who would like to take the Bible course. It's absolutely free. And all you have to do is fill out the answer sheets, mail them back to the address that's on the answer, that's on the course itself, on the lessons, and your lessons will be graded, and then you will be sent additional lessons absolutely free, postage paid. The only cost to you will be the postage to send those answer sheets back to us. And once you complete the first four courses, That's a number of different lessons. Once you've completed the first four courses, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. Now, our mailing address, and I hope you have a pencil and paper, our mailing address is Bob Griggs, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Post Office, that's capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, Post Office Box, 825. That's Post Office Box, 825. On the next line, you'll put Ignacio, that's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period, that's the state, Colorado, and then our zip code's very important, 81137-0825. That's 81137-0825. And, of course, if you're in another country, on the last line you will write United States of America, or you put capital U, capital S, capital A, the abbreviation for United States of America. Also, if you have the Internet available, you can listen to these broadcasts over the Internet. All of these broadcasts are being put on our website. And our website, and the address to the website, you can jot this down, is bbfibobgriggs.com. That's bbfibobgriggs.com. And then you can go to the media library, and there you will find all of these broadcasts, so you can listen to them again and again, and even record them if you'd like to. So we do trust you will take advantage of that opportunity if you have access to a computer and to the Internet. Now today, we're thinking about Jesus and rejection. Isaiah 53:3. I want you to listen to what that statement says in Isaiah 53 and verse 3 about the Lord Jesus Christ. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. O beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, rejected of men. Yes, he came to redeem man from sin. He came to deliver us from the slave market of sin. He came to set us free. But man rejected him. He is rejected of men. If you'll turn with me to the New Testament, those of you who have a New Testament, go with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And here we see an example of the rejection that the Lord Jesus experienced. In Luke, chapter 2, verse 48 through 50. At the age of 12, he and his family had gone to the temple in Jerusalem to worship the Lord, and in obedience to the word of God, they'd gone to the temple, and while there, the family had spent their time and had left, assuming that Jesus was in the crowd with some of his friends. But after 3 days' journey looking for him, they found that he wasn't there. And so they went back to Jerusalem, sorrowing, looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read the account in Luke chapter 2, and if you'll notice that verse 44, but they supposing him to have been in the company went a day's journey, And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And listen to the reply of the Lord Jesus. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now notice, beloved, Jesus was doing the will of God the Father, his Father. He came to do the will of God the Father. And yet they didn't understand. And thus we see rejection is implied here. Son, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. 3 days we've been looking for you. Why did you do this? Why have you left us? Why have you not told us what you were doing? Why have you not informed us what was going on? And thus we see rejection implied here by his own parents who did not know him and understand who he was, that he was to be about the business of his heavenly Father. And thus we see John 1:11 tells us, He came unto his own. He came to the nation of Israel, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. O beloved, God's word is true, and God keeps his word. And O beloved, it's wonderful to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as Savior, to believe that he died for our sins, was buried, rose from the grave, victor over death, hell, and the grave, that he's seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, making intercession for those who put their faith and trust in him. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ and to live for him and with him. Because he sends his Spirit into our spirit at salvation. Till next time, goodbye.